Hey Rush, congrats on the good game tonight. Just to be able to go into the starting lineup and contribute the way you did, how good does that feel?
You know what? It feels really good, but at the same time, this entire game was team effort, and everybody who started, who came off the bench, it doesn't really matter. So, we just wanted to make sure that we all play hard, and it's a big game for us. In-state rival, you want to win all of those games. So, that was the mindset going into this game tonight, but. I don't want to separate myself from others. So, this was a great team win tonight.
Yeah, Urosh, I know that the past few years, so many people have made comments on social media about you being the best teammate in college basketball, and there's always pictures and shots of you getting excited with everybody. But everybody comes to college to play. You want to play. I mean, how tough has it been to keep that sort of positive attitude when you weren't playing as much as you wanted to?
You know what? It's been really tough, but you just gotta wait for your moment, for your opportunity. And like, if you are not happy with other people's success, I don't think you'll ever be successful. So if I see my teammates doing good on the floor and off the floor, I'm gonna support that, and I'm definitely gonna be happy for them no matter in what kind of situations I'm in at the moment. So I'll never show that. I'm not a selfish guy. I want everybody in this team to make it. I want everybody to play good. If everybody could go score 20 points and have 20 rebounds, I would love that. But this is just a game of basketball. That's how it works. Sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you play good, sometimes you don't. And just gonna make sure you stay together all the time.
Roche, have you simplified your game trying to do what this coaching staff is asking you to do?
100%. 100%. I think that is the main reason what put me in this spot to help this team win games, because I was kind of on my own a little bit before that. Had a lot of talk to the coaches and stuff like that. So as soon as I started doing what they actually wanted me to do, it's not me starting doing that. It's just me understanding that the main part of that, what they wanted me to do, and just doing that stuff, it's giving me success. So I think I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, Roche, what are the things that you simplified to get to this point? And Rick kind of said a couple of weeks ago he really saw it kind of click with you. What changed at that point?
Just going hard, rebounding, playing defense. But the main thing is that I want to play physical. I want to be that guy who does all the dirty work on the court and stuff like that. And I think when you do stuff like that, when you play defense, when you get open shots for your teammates, when you don't go like and look for shots every single possession, I think that is something that help that is going to give you actually success on offense. And I think I just have to stay ready whenever the ball comes to my hands to go up and score. I can't keep it in my hands for too long. Those other guards, they're coming to steal the ball. It's simple.
Kai didn't make a shot from the field tonight, but just continued to kind of play fearless on both ends of the court. How rare is that for someone, especially as a freshman?
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. I love that man. Zakai just came here later than everybody. He had to adjust to something totally new to him, and him just be able to run this team on a point guard position. I think he is doing an amazing job. And I tell you, he's fearless, and he's going to show that even if he scores 20 or if he has 0 points. So, we are so happy to have Zakai on the team, and he's helping us a lot every single day.
Euros, what do you take away from your year in Chattanooga when you played at Hamilton Heights and came over to the States for the first time? What do you kind of look back and take away from that year?
Well, that was a big year for me, just coming to US first year, not knowing anything. It was really big for me, and I want to give all credits to my host family, Coach Zach Farrow, and his wife and their kids, for giving me home that year. Like being able to live with them, and it was just amazing, to feel a part of like you're a part of somebody's family. And I would just say, like, basketball wise, is just like kind of understanding more what is college basketball about, because before that I never seen a college basketball game in my life before I got in America. So I really didn't know what I was putting myself into, but I wanted to go with my gut. I made that decision and I had to stick with it. So
the countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.